Hi again, folks, and welcome back to NTI's Japan Real Estate Podcast. I'm your host, Ziv Nakajima McGinn. Great to have you with us today. Thanks for tuning in. Okay, so we're going to jump right in today. So many of you have contacted us after we've published our investment mortgages episode, asking for more details. So we thought we'd break it down for you just so that you'll know what you're looking at if you apply for one of those. So as mentioned, our partner in these matters are GMG Asia, a Singapore-based mortgage broker with offices in Hong Kong and Shanghai as well. And they've got standing relationships with a few lenders based in Japan, Hong Kong, and Singapore. Now, these lenders can service investors from almost every country, with the only caveat being that investors based in Japan, Hong Kong, and Singapore do not need to set up a Japanese company for this purpose, whereas investors in other countries do. Now, GMG can also assist with these company setups, as well as with the opening of a local bank account, including internet banking access, but that's only in Japanese, unfortunately. And also, a lot of payments here in Japan, unfortunately, still cannot be made online. So you will need some sort of local representation. And the other option is to do it through our own judicial scrivener and accountant office partnerships here in Japan. Also with an immigration lawyer, by the way, because once you open your own company and use it to invest, you may also be eligible for a business visa if you don't have any sort of residency permission in Japan. Now, doing it through us, the company setup is probably cheaper since we're local. Company setup is normally between $2,000 to $3,000 or so, whereas GMG's one-stop shop service in this regard is more like $7,000 or $8,000. So you can go either or. The loan term for Japan, Hong Kong, or Singapore-based investors is up to 30 years, but the property loaned against cannot be older than 70 years at loan maturity, meaning that if you sign up for the longest possible repayment period, you'll need to purchase a property that's no older than 40 years on settlement. Investors in other countries do not have this limitation, so they can apply for financing of properties at any age, but the longest repayment period for these guys who incorporate here in Japan is 25 years. Now, interest rates are between something like 3% to 3.6%, again, depending on where the investor is based and which sort of setup scheme he's going for. And the areas which qualify are Tokyo and Kanagawa Prefecture, Osaka, Kyoto, and as we've mentioned here in the past, other major cities may also be approved, but that's again subject to lender approval. Now, what doesn't this loan cover? Well, it doesn't cover, at least for now, countryside or small town properties. So no guest houses, onsen resorts, etc., unless they're located in one of those bigger cities mentioned. No construction loans as well, unfortunately, and no holiday homes and so forth. So these are strictly investment properties and investment loans, and the income needs to be clearly documented and planned upon application. Now, GMG charge a setup fee of $1,500, which is only payable if the loan can be granted. And the lenders charge their own setup fee of 2% of the loan amount, and that's payable from the loan amount granted. Now, LTV, loan-to-value ratio, is between 60 to 70%, and the minimum loan amount is 20 million Japanese yen, so about $185,000 at today's rates. And what this means is that investors will still need to fork out somewhere between $55,000 to $74,000 or so for these 20 million loans out of pocket, or more if the loan amount is bigger. But whereas up until now, this kind of cash could only buy at best a single studio unit or a 1-2 bedroom unit in an older block, it's now finally possible for that same capital outlay to leverage and buy a larger, newer property, as well as smaller buildings and so forth, which is obviously a more attractive proposition for many people. So again, if you've been sitting on the sidelines and considering whether Japanese property is the right move for you, considering the cash-only nature of the purchase, that particular hurdle is now out of the way, at least for properties located in most major cities. Obviously, buying with the help of financing also improves the bottom line as far as income is concerned. So the cash on cash monthly returns are far higher than those which can be achieved with a cash only purchase. And therefore, the normally lower yields which you get in these bigger cities is also less of an issue once you apply for financing. So all in all, this obviously opens up a whole lot of new possibilities for investors, which again, as we've mentioned, is something that many of you have been waiting a very long time for. So we're really happy to be part of this huge step forward. And we're more than happy, of course, to assist you in all stages of this process, from the loan application itself to the company setup if required. And of course, our main business line, which is full representation at all stages of the purchase, management, research, due diligence, negotiation, signing of any contract without you actually having to physically be in Japan at any stage. And if and when that time comes, also with any future sales of these properties, hopefully at an added profit to you, but only time and the gods of macroeconomics will tell. Okay, so that hopefully gives you a more clear picture of what's happening with these investment loans. Hope that this covers everything that you wanted to know about these new and exciting options. And equally exciting for us is our seminar, which is at the end of next month, the 31st July 2019 at Charlie Rose Bar. That's a Wednesday, by the way, at Charlie Rose Bar and Venue in Akasaka, Tokyo. We're going to talk investment, guest houses, share houses, how to pick your investments, pricing, selling, common setbacks, everything that we've already discussed here. We are already at over 50% of seats booked, and that's increasing by the day. Even now, we're still more than a month or so to go. So don't wait for the last minute. If you want to have a seat with your name on it, RSVP now. We'll link to the event registration page again in this episode show notes, of course, as well as to GMG Asia's website, the mortgage broker who can assist you with these investment loans. But again, the quickest way to be put in direct contact with a loan officer is simply to drop us a line, either in this episode's comment section, wherever you might have found it, or directly via email on info@nippontradings.com. That's info@nippontradings, with an S, all one word, info@nippontradings.com. And we'll send you an introductory email and hook you up with GMG's loan officer as soon as you're ready to talk to them about your particular needs. Do leave us your comments, again, wherever you might have found us, and we would really, really appreciate it if you could leave us a review or at least a star rating in the iTunes Store, Stitcher, Spotify, anywhere else where good podcasts are to be found. Oh, and by the way, it's been a couple of months now since we've had a Q&A session. So do keep on sending us your questions via audio, video, or written format, and we'll have another episode in which we answer or even feature you on the show if you wish very, very soon. Hope to have you with us again next time. And until then, from all of us here at NTI, we wish you, as always, a fantastic weekend and, of course, happy investing.